Marie Antoinette favoured ostentatious powdered wigs, expensive makeup, and extravagant perfumes to maintain an air of cleanliness. Scratch sample 3 now to smell one of Marie Antoinette's favourite fragrances, L'Eau Couronnée, Coronation Water. Created especially for her by her personal perfumer, Louis Fargeon. 18th century perfumes aren't as refined as those we're used to today. They need to be much heavier to mask the stink of everyday life. Imagine you're one of Marie Antoinette's courtiers standing among the crowd of spectators in her boudoir. Anyone of suitable importance in Versailles has the right to watch her daily ritual. It begins with an intricate hairdo. The Queen's locks are teased into shape with hot irons and curling papers, then piled onto a scaffolded construction of wool and wire, sometimes into incredibly lavish designs. Powder is blown over the whole work of art with what look like fireplace bellows. This extravagant process takes at least an hour. The application of rouge is another highly public event to which most important courtiers turn up, and shows just how politicized the whole ceremony is. The red hue also serves to set nobles apart from their more drably attired social inferiors. L'Eau Couronnée is a very expensive fragrance made from exotic flowers from all around the world, grown in 3 different seasons, including violet, orange, mace, bergamot, and cloves.